Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 13th October. Top stories for today. Pakatan Harapan Chairman Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim has claimed that he has the support of more than 120 members of parliament to form a new government to replace the Perikatan National Government. In a special press conference, the Port Dickson MP said evidence was presented in the form of statutory declarations and confirmation of the relevant party leaders to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong earlier today. Anwar said he was informed by His Majesty that he needed time to confirm the validity of the documents, including holding meetings with the political party leaders. Dato' Sri Shamuddin Tun Hussein said China has agreed to list Malaysia as a priority recipient of the China-produced COVID-19 vaccine once it's successfully developed. This was announced in a joint news conference after the bilateral meeting with his visiting Chinese counterpart Wang Yi today. China has announced the vaccine is now being developed in the country and could be ready for use by the general public as early as November. The amendment to Environmental Quality Act 1974, including to increase the fine amount for water pollution cases, is expected to be tabled in Parliament before the year end. Environment and Water Minister Datuk Sri Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man said the proposed amount of fine was 10 million ringgit from the current 500,000 ringgit, as well as an increase in jail sentence. The High Court today allowed an application by Dato' Sri Dr. Ahmad Zaid Hamidi to remove statements that are opinionated and conclusive in the written testimony by the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. His lawyer, Hisham Teh Pote, submitted that the written testimony directly stated that Ahmad Zamidi had accepted or committed corruption, when it is the court that could determine whether an offence had been committed. Ahmad Zahid is facing 47 charges involving criminal breach of trust, corruption and money laundering. The Chinese government's top diplomat, State Councillor Wang Yi, said on Tuesday that Beijing and members of ASEAN should work together to remove external disruption in the South China Sea. During a joint news conference, Malaysia's Foreign Minister, Shamuddin Hussein, added that disputes over the South China Sea should be resolved peacefully through regional dialogue. Johnson & Johnson had temporarily halted its COVID-19 vaccine trial because one of its participants had become sick. The Johnson & Johnson Phase 3 trial had started recruiting participants in late September, with a goal of enrolling up to 600,000 volunteers across more than 200 sites in the US and around the world. Johnson & Johnson is the 10th maker globally to conduct a Phase 3 trial against COVID-19. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.